Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, good evening. Happy Father's Day for the second time today. It's Christian Arcand here with you, WEEI, Boston Sports Original. And we have an emergency broadcast. I feel like War of the Worlds. Orson Welles. The Boston Red Sox, upon sweeping the New York Yankees, just hours after completing the sweep, an alert appeared on my phone that I did not believe was real. I thought I was getting pranked. I thought I was getting punked. But no, it's terribly, terribly true. The Boston Red Sox have traded Rafael Devers to the San Francisco Giants. The Red Sox will be getting some pitching back. The deal was reported by Robert Murray of FanSided. He was the first to get this scoop, which, wow, first of all, that's why I didn't believe it. I said, who the hell is that guy? And what is FanSided? And what is this thing showing up on my phone? Rafael Devers getting traded. Come on. It's done. The return. Jordan Hicks and Kyle Harrison, along with prospects James Tibbs III, Jose Bello, Bayo, B-E-L-L-O, are among those headed to Boston in the trade. I am astonished by this news. Absolutely stop me in my tracks. I knew that Rafael Devers was probably on thin ice with management. I had a weird feeling about him ever since that meeting in Kansas City with John Henry and then him not doing anything after that. And if you're not familiar, back in the Kansas City series, when Devers refused to go over to first base, John Henry flew out to Kansas City and they had a long conversation in a room. It was him. It was Devers, Henry, and Alex Cora, those three. And they all sat in a room and they hashed it out. And you know what happened after that? Nothing. Rafi Devers didn't take one grounder at first for a whole month. And I remember at the time thinking, interesting, that's weird. Usually when the boss flies to Kansas City to sit down and have a talk with you, you got to do what he says after that. Like, that's usually what happens next. And instead, Devers just, you know, I'm the DH and that's what I'm doing. I threw my glove away and I'm not going to play the field. And we all just sort of said, well, he's hitting the ball. And as long as he's tearing the cover off the ball, which he'd been doing, not quite so much this month here in June, by the way, which I'll get to in a second. as we look at the totality of this season here for Rafael Devers and the totality of his Boston Red Sox career, which is now, unless they get him back at some point, over. Rafael Devers, out the door. Not 6 years, 5 years after the Mookie Betts trade, Rafael Devers has now been moved. And I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about this. I don't like this return. Jordan Hicks is not very good. I mean, he's just, you look at his numbers, he's good a couple years ago as a reliever. He's 28 years old, and this year has an ERA in the sixes. Last year was his first full year as a starter, and he had 20 starts and had an ERA in the mid-fours. We're not talking about something that I would consider equal to the output of Rafael Devers, one of the best power bats in all of baseball. I thought that if they were to trade him, if that was something they were going to do, and I only really thought it would be possible if they kept sinking. They were five games under 500 not even 2 weeks ago. I figured if they
get... W-E-E-I. Boston Sports Original.
It sure is. That's okay, Tom. Don't worry about it. Listen, this was a very impromptu show we're doing here. In case you don't know, I usually don't do shows on Sunday night at 7:30. We usually don't have local programming going on Sunday nights at 7:30, but we do tonight. And we'll stay on as long as it takes to figure out what in the world was the reason for this, the genesis of this, how it came to this point, how long they waited before pulling the trigger on a move like this, because if they were trying to move Rafael Devers, I guarantee you there were suitors all over the majors. Oh, he's got a bad attitude? That's okay. We'll take his incredible numbers. We'll take his power bat. We'll deal with him not wanting to move to another base. We're not going to ask him to move to other bases. And hopefully we don't have a first baseman and a third baseman both go down with injuries, like this freak thing that happened with the Red Sox that we're then going to have to deal with. Hopefully. Instead, Devers out. Gone. All done here in Boston. I can't believe it. I really cannot believe this. In spring training, you know what's funny is, like, with this Red Sox team, you can't enjoy anything for very long. You really can't. Even when the season started, and this was partially, I know, an ironic twist, Rafael Devers' fault. The season started, okay, February. Everybody was pumped up. They had traded for Crochet. They had signed Chapman. They signed Buehler. And right before everybody was to report to spring training, they signed Alex Bregman for a ridiculous amount of money. And people were excited. People were pumped. And then the second he stepped off the plane to get to Fort Myers, Rafael Devers was complaining. And all that goodwill and good vibes and excitement and all of that, all of a sudden the entire focus was shifted over to Rafael Devers and his feelings about moving from third base to DH and how he's a third baseman and he doesn't care what Alex Bregman, just Gold Glover, that's his position and he's going to play there and I don't care what you think, all through the translator. And that was a major, major buzzkill, like major. And now, for the first time since April, the Red Sox are playing the kind of baseball that's getting this team excited. Fenway Park was electric today and last night and Friday night. You swept the Yankees. You've won five in a row. You haven't done that since the first week in April. You beat good teams here over this stretch. And then you trade Rafael Devers. It's just, we can't enjoy anything. This team won't let us have anything. This team will not let us enjoy our summers. It's unbelievable. It really is. I've never seen a team do this before. I've never seen a team be this self-destructive. It's just they can't stop stepping on these landmines. They can't stop stepping on these rakes. And here we are, again, facing down what could be an early trade deadline blow-up. I thought we were going to be waiting at least another month, 3 weeks at the very least, before we even started entertaining these kind of conversations. You don't need to start blowing up the team now. What are you doing it now for? You got until at least the All-Star break. That's the middle of next month. You got at least a month. All-star break, you know, you're still down around 500. You're still under 500. Okay, that's 2 weeks till the trade deadline. That's when you start thinking about it. That's when the whole talk of it gets hot. But here on June 15th, after going 4-6 with the Yankees and Rays and then sweeping the Yankees at Fenway, now's the time. Now's when you decide to pull the trigger. Now. Craig Breslow or whoever, I assume it was him, but whoever doesn't get on the phone and say, listen, I know we had the deal in place. I know we had a wink and a nod, but we can't do it now. We just can't. We're playing our best baseball. We're making a run. We're trying to get back into the conversation, and we have a real chance to do that. And it's probably going to be pretty hard to keep this up without Rafael Devers. And instead, they traded him anyway. They traded him anyway. Months after this whole thing. I remember with the Patriots, Matthew Judon had that big blow up with Gerard Mayo. And they traded him like 2 weeks later. And everyone thought, oh, they're probably just going to trade him right now. It takes a while to put a trade together. It takes a while to get the framework of a trade. Especially someone like Rafael Devers, who has so much money on his contract, is just, you know, making an ass load of money for a DH. And you got to figure out a way to, you know, find a team, get the return that you want, get the pitching that you want. It looks like they got all pitching here in return. Right at the time when the pitching seems to be really clicking. I mean, listen, everybody through this rotation has been good the last 2 weeks. Giolito was good. Buehler was good. Crochet was obviously good. Bayo was awesome today. Ugh. Ugh. What do you do? What can you do? How does this team, how do they expect people to get excited for this team? How do you expect people to stay on this bandwagon? Sam Kennedy and John Henry and Craig Breslow and all of you. I know there were points this year where I said, hey, you know, it might be the best thing for this team to move on from Rafael Devers. That's when you were five games under 500. That's when you could not get out of your own way. That's when you went 11-18 over the month of May. It wasn't when you suddenly started playing well. It wasn't when you suddenly got your head out of your ass and decided to go out there and stop committing errors and hitting situational baseball, not to strike out a million times, not run into outs. At that point in the season, with those things going on, I think we all sort of agreed, like, yeah, this may not work. This may end up being a team that has to be detonated. And then you finally start turning it around. You finally make a push. You finally get your fans back and invested. And then you just rip the thing away again. It's just, it's unbelievable with this team. Oh, it's like being a sadomasochist. It really is. There's just no break. You don't get a break. It's just constant. It's just a bombardment. I don't know how they're going to explain this. Well, he didn't want to play first base. Yeah, right. We know that. And that would have been an okay time to trade him back when everything was going poorly. And the only way you could have possibly made room for some of these players was to trade Rafael Devers. Alex Bregman is still on the IL. Tristan Casas is done for the year. I don't think that Yoshida is coming back anytime soon. He still can't throw a football. This is a blow it up kind of move. This is a, we really, you know, we really tried. We really thought we had something this year, but just not going our way. And we're going to get an early start on 2026. And they're doing it at the most awkward, ridiculous possible time. There was a time for this. There was a time when this news would have landed and it wouldn't have been that big a deal. People would have been upset about it, sure. But it wouldn't have been, what the hell are you doing? Why are you doing this right now? What's the point of this? That's one question I don't think they can answer. You finally got back to 500. You finally look like a baseball team. And you do this now? You trade him now. For what? For a lousy starter and a 23-year-old prospect and some other prospects? I'll do a bit more of a deep dive here into what this return is. But I'm ready for some inside info. And we may be getting that with Rob Bradford here. I don't know if we were able to pull him away from his Father's Day duties. Or easy to pull me away. But I don't know about... we'll see if we can get Bradfo to come on and shed some light on this here. A stunner. And a scoop that was gotten by a guy I'd never heard of. Robert Murray from Fansided. Listen, no offense to him. I don't know who he is. And once again, the trade is Devers to San Francisco. The Red Sox get Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison, two pitchers and prospects, James Tibbs, Mr. Tibbs, the third, and Jose Bello or Bayo. I don't know. I don't know this guy. They are among those headed to Boston in the trade, so there may be more than that. I'll tell you what, that is not the return I was expecting. That is not even close to what I was expecting. I thought if they traded Devers, it was going to be for something much more than that. You're not talking about a rental here. You're talking about a guy who's signed. You're talking about a building block for your organization. For the Giants, I mean, you know, you're talking about a guy who has a chance to be a important part of whatever that team's doing this year. The Giants right now are 11 games over 500. They've been charging hard at the Dodgers. And this is exactly the kind of thing that puts them over the top. Their leading home run hitter right now is Matt Chapman. He's got 12. He's hitting 243, 12 homers and 30 RBI. Rafi Devers comes in there. He's their new slugger. I mean, he's their guy now. He has 15 homers, 58 batted in on a team that's not as good as the Giants. I mean, the Giants have been one of the better teams in the National League this year. And they just had Devers. And they didn't have to give up much to get him. What happened, Red Sox? What happened to this team? What happened in those meetings? When did this get the green light? Who gave the green light? Who thought this was okay? And who thought this was okay to do right now? I'd love answers there. Because all you're going to be getting here is a lot of angry people. They're going out on the West Coast. They don't think that's a coincidence either. They're going to be out on the West Coast for the next like week, maybe more. When you come back from that trip, boy, you better hope you win 8 out of 10 or something. Because if you come back from that trip 500 or less, it's not going to be pretty. This could be one of those moves that has people boycotting the team. I'm not even kidding. You could see people not showing up. You thought that other teams' fans were going to be invading Fenway this year. You thought the Yankee fan, you know, Mets fans, all that. Wait till you see what happens now that Devers is gone. Wait till you see what happens now that upper management has thrown in the towel on this season. Before the team did. It looked like maybe this team was about to sink beneath the waves. I said that plenty of times. But they've actually played with some guts lately. They played with some balls. They've gone out there and gone toe-to-toe with Max Fried today and Rodon. And you reward the fans who are getting back invested with this team like this? An unbelievable move today. A shocker on Father's Day. The type of move that I don't think is going to be, this is going to cast a shadow over the entire city for the rest of the summer. I'm not kidding. Oh, boy. You know, I mean, this season was finally starting to get interesting. And now the team has essentially signaled to you, forget it. You like this little run here? Great. We're all set. We're all set with this team. We're all set with this product. And we're on to 2026. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. I'll go as long as people want to call in and talk about this. It's Father's Day. I know a lot of you probably are tired. The game ended hours ago. You're probably all done with your cookouts and barbecue, whatever it is you were doing today, playing golf. I know I was. I'd hate to be a bucket of balls in McGolf right now. That's where I was earlier today. But it is real. It is true. It is terribly, terribly true. The Rafael Devers era in Boston is over. He is a San Francisco Giant. The return for the Red Sox is a lot of pitching. We'll get in more in the return. I believe we'll talk with Rob Bradford. We'll get all of that for you here in just a moment. It's a WEEI Christian Arcan Show, Emergency Rafael Devers Father's Day Trade Show here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. That is how the Rafael Devers era ends here in Boston. And for more on that, we're joined by our Odyssey insider and Red Sox insider, Rob Bradford, who joins us here in this Emergency Arcan Show. Bradfall, what the hell, man?
Oh, very, very excited. What happened? Seriously. What happened? What's going on, my friend?
Who's this? Who's Robert Murray, first of all? I've never heard of this guy.
Oh, no, Robert Murray, he breaks a lot of stories.
Does he?
Yeah, he worked for FanSided. He used to work for The Athletic a while ago.
Okay.
He actually breaks a ton of stories.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was the first thing. I didn't recognize the name. I thought I was getting pranked. But it's terribly, terribly true, Brad Foe. The Devers era is over, and it looks a lot like a salary dump.
Yeah. I mean, this is when you first see it, the inclination, the reaction, Christian, is exactly what you said. It's like, well, did someone's account get hacked?
Right.
I mean, this is Rafael Devers getting traded on Father's Day of all days, the holiest of day, that on Rafael Devers getting traded was, you just don't believe it. And then obviously you start finding out it's true. But as I tweeted, I did say this. It's documented on the Jones and Keefe show. They asked me which is more likely, him playing the field or getting traded, and I said getting traded. Now, I didn't think either one was probably going to happen because of all the things that we're about to talk about. But still, the situation had become so weird, so untenable, that it reached this level where they just said, hey, listen, you know, we got to turn this over. I mean, I think one of the things that we have to also understand when it comes to Rafael Devers' existence is that this wasn't going to change. Like, this wasn't going to change
right.
This year. This wasn't going to change next year and the year after. And the guy was here through 2033. So that's how they view it. Now, getting this little back, even with the salary dump, in the middle, just as you start getting some steam, just as you designate yourself as a playoff team.
And 7 weeks before the trade deadline, Bradford.
Right, well,
it's well away here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think that this is one of these things where we're going to basically say, okay, we're going to, with Rafael Devers, we're going to get every little bet last thing. I think they just reached the point where we're just going to get rid of Rafael Devers. And the reason I say that, Christian, is because how little they got back.
Yeah.
I mean, this was all about, if you want to power rank the impetus for this trade, it is that you have a guy who you felt just was not going to be a positive, even though he was a huge positive when it came to actually producing on the field, wasn't going to be a positive in terms of the overall vibe of the team, going for the team, was going to be a distraction, all that. Then you have the guy who was going to be here doing this forever and not changing his tune, as I said, not coming back, not turning around. This isn't the vibe isn't going to change with any of it. And then they just felt like they just had to move forward. I think that was a big part of this, but I'll come back to it. It is really, really hard to digest this when you have an iconic player, when we still have the Mookie Betts thing lingering with this. And this is an apples to apples, but you have the Mookie Betts situation still lingering in this organization, and it will for forever. You still have that, and you trade away the guy that you end up signing instead of Mookie Betts, the guy who is supposed to be the foundation of the franchise, and you trade him for basically probably less than you get for Mookie Betts, to be perfectly honest with you.
Bradford, you know what this does? It makes me not care as much about Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer. Because what's to say they're not just going to do the same thing with these guys when they turn 26, 27 years old? Why shouldn't I think that? They did it with Mookie. They're doing it again. Like, why, you know?
Well,
you get to a certain point with these guys.
Because, first of all, like, we said this, Christian. I mean, we said this. When is the last time you saw something like this with Rafael Devers? And I'm asking you, and I'm asking the entire world of baseball. Like, you can say that, listen, it's always possible that players take the same route that Rafael Devers took, but I haven't seen any player in the history of me covering the team or following the team take this route. I haven't seen anything like this. So you can say, oh, who's to say that Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer are going to do the same thing? It's simply, first of all, when they're 26, 27, it's like, well, okay, you know, you would hope that they would establish themselves to be part of something else. But you just don't see this with Rafael. You never saw this, I think, in the history, certainly of the Red Sox, this dynamic. I know that you're stung by it. I know that fans are stung by it. I understand this. But I think that it's two different conversations. Number one is that it was, for the short term, it is a gutting thing. It should be a gutting thing because we cannot forget how good Rafael Devers is.
He signed the extension last year. It's a long-term problem, too.
Right? No, I know that that's in terms of Rafael Devers being a long-term problem.
Well, no, I mean, it's a long term. It's not just in the short term it's going to hurt. He was signed for many, many more years. He just started
absolutely.
His extension.
Now it's going to be up to them to see what they do instead of James Tibbs, Jordan Hicks, and Kyle Harrison. With whatever money. I mean, that's almost a different conversation. We got to see exactly what they do at the deadline. But they don't have that benefit of the doubt right now. We can't say that. We can't say that, they freed up this money, so they're going to use it at the trade deadline. They do not have that benefit of the doubt. Right, so that's why I say in the short term, it's gutting. It is because you do not, unlike you know, when you traded Nomar, let's say when you traded Nomar, you had other bats. You had the guys. You had the heavy hitters. Devers is the guy. There was a reason why Devers was one of the best players in all of baseball at his position, and they kept reiterating that to us over and over and over again. So in the short term, absolutely it hurts. A big part of this trade was, hey, we have to turn this over. We have to do exactly what you said. Don't get in the heads of Marcelo Meyer, Roman Anthony, Willie Abreu. We want a different culture. We don't want everybody answering questions every single day about Rafael Devers. Now, is it worth it to trade him? Oh, man. For me, for what they got back? That's a pretty tough pill to swallow.
Definitely not. I mean, it's not. I'll answer for you. It's not worth it. And here's the thing. That whole position thing blew over. I mean, listen, he didn't take any ground balls. John Henry flew out of Kansas City. A month goes by. He doesn't take a single ground ball at first base. So whatever they talked about in that meeting, Devers just refused. But it had blown over. With the fan base it had.
It doesn't matter with the fan base. I mean, it doesn't matter with the fan base. In their world... And I'm just telling you what their mindset is. I'm not saying I'll keep reiterating it. For this team to make a run at the playoffs, it would sure seem that you need a player like Rafael Devers. Let's get that out of the way. But to say that it had blown over, that's inaccurate. I mean, the fact that they traded the guy tells you exactly opposite of that. It hadn't blown over. And they could say, his best position's at DH. Well, okay, you talk about that flight to Kansas City. Someone tell me, please, what came out of that flight to Kansas City.
Nothing.
Tell me what came out of that meeting. Because we still are waiting to find out exactly what happened. And you know what happened? Nothing happened. And that's the problem. You had the owner go out there to talk to Rafael Devers and, you know, fueling up the jet. And having this quote-unquote productive meeting, well, we never got one word about why it was so productive. And you know why? Because it wasn't productive. And you
at
know
all.
How I know I have proof of that? Because of exactly what happened today.
Yeah, and listen, when I say blown over, I mean it wasn't a main talker anymore. It wasn't in the headlines every single day. Devers not doing it. Everyone was talking
about
how well they were playing.
Yesterday, Christian. I mean, it's not – every single time he went out and goofed around at shortstop, we had video. Everybody had video of it. So I'm not saying that this was you couldn't possibly win if you're Rafael Devers. They were winning. They were absolute winning. But to say that it had blown over, I had national writers call me the last couple of days saying, hey, what is going on there? Everybody, anytime any team came in, they would ask, say, what is going on? This is like not normal. And to say it blew over, it just simply hadn't blown over.
Okay,
doesn't
fair
mean
enough.
That they can't win.
Yeah, listen, I think that in terms of, my world of where, you know, these types of things come up, and a team like the Red Sox who were sinking beneath the waves not even 10 days ago here, they're 5 games under .500, wouldn't you think that after sweeping the Yankees and having this great stretch here, they might call the Giants back and say, hey, sorry, I know we had the framework in place, but we got to ride this out a little longer.
No, you can't think that way, but you have to be more. You have to be convicted in what you're doing. I have no problem with if you've won some games in the short term and you say, hey, because Rafael Devers, he hit a home run today, but it wasn't like exactly he was on fire. That's not disrespecting Rafael Devers and the importance of Rafael Devers.
Right, he's called right now. 9 of his last 50 or something, he's not. He's not.
If this is how what we have to do, you know, 5-game win streak, 5-game losing streak, whatever it is, then it's what you have to do. The problem is, I'll come back to it. The problem is that when you made the Nomar trade, you said, this is what we have to get back in order to win a World Series.
Right.
We need a good defensive first baseman. We need a shortstop that can be almost as good as Nomar Garcia-Berra, but better in the field. And that's exactly what they did. They won the World Series. Kyle Harrison is he started the year as in the minors. He was a top prospect. He's had four starts. His ERA is almost five. He could be a really good pitcher, but he could be. Is he going to be any better than Hunter Dobbins? I don't even think so. Jordan Hicks was the guy who, yeah, it was a nice story last year. The Red Sox went to bed the night before that he signed with the Giants. They thought they had signed the guy to go from reliever to starter. He has a good runner of a starter. This year, it's horrific as a starter, and he hasn't been able to come out of it. He actually was demoted to the bullpen. So those two guys, and yeah, okay, Tibbs was the first round pick for him last year, but he's in high A right now. He's not helping you this year. So that's what, to me, that's what stings the most, that you couldn't find a way to extract more in the short term in this deal, even though Giants took on all the money.
That's the voice of Rob Bradford. It's an emergency Christian Arcan show here on WEEI, reacting to the trade. Rafael Devers headed to the San Francisco Giants, an absolute stunner of a move. One of the most shocking moves in Red Sox history, I would say. And that includes 2014 at the deadline when they traded their whole rotation away 1 year after winning the World Series. There's been some, the Mookie trade. Nothing hit like this, I don't think.
This is bigger than the Mookie trade.
Oh, yeah, Mookie, you knew. We all sort of braced for that. Yeah, we all were waiting for that to happen.
Yeah,
this one is a different story. All right, Thomas, here's what we're going to do. Bradford, if you want to stay on and talk to the people here, we can take some calls.
Sure.
We got banked phone lines, so let's go ahead and start with Eric in Chicopee. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, this is just, to me, something I've sensed earlier. This is Breslow sticking it to Cora. This is management sticking it to Cora. This is Moneyball with Billy Beane trying to tell Art Howe where he wants his players, and Art Howe saying, listen, I make the lineup and Devers is at DH. And Breslow's going, well, he can't be your DH. And Cora's like, why not? Because he's San Francisco's DH. I mean, this is just what I see it. And you got to anoint the Red Sox as the most disorganized franchise in town now, because you're talking about not even sensing the pulse of the team. Mm. And to get back such bad players, what a disaster.
Yeah, Eric, thanks for the call. I agree with you. I think this is a disaster. I think this is a full-fledged disaster. Now, we may see some of these prospects pan out and be good players, but for this team to finally start pulling their heads out of their asses for the first time since April and then have this on the same night that you sweep the Yankees, it's perfect. Bradford, this team doesn't let you have anything. Yeah. We didn't even get to enjoy the hype of the offseason. The Alex Bregman signing, one day later, they're getting off the plane. Devers is bitching about it. Like, you don't get any time to enjoy anything with this team.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, he talked a little bit about Cora, which is an interesting dynamic of this, right?
Yeah. He seemed Team Devers through most of this.
Yeah, so, I think that Alex Cora understands, like, any manager wants to win, wants to have the best players. You have to have the cannons, you know, to win. I mean, and Devers represents something that is just super, super hard to get. A guy like Alex Cora understands the importance of Rafael Devers in his lineup. That said, I also think that Alex Cora was really worn down by the headache that was the Rafael Devers situation. So as a manager, you say, well, you know what? Like, let's just move on. Now, is Alex Cora saying, let's just move on, and perfectly happy with moving on with Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks? I don't know. But I do think that it's not just as simple as the caller said, that Breslow is sticking it to Alex Cora, because I do sense that, like, that Cora was probably – there was probably an element of Cora saying, all right, you know, if this isn't going to work out, let's just move on.
Yeah, and I feel like Cora, if he's not happy with this, we'll hear about it. I mean, we might not hear about it. There may be signs, like that Bear Claw kid getting left out there for four innings to get his brains bashed in. Cora will send a message when he needs to, and I wonder what that message is going to be here. Let's go to Art and Walpole. Go ahead, Art.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey, Art.
Rob, I couldn't agree with you more. I could not agree with you more. I think this is a cancer, albeit a great calorie cancer, that had to be removed from this team. He gave the middle finger to the team his first 50 at bat, said, F you, I am not going to. He was so upset with everything. And throughout this whole year so far, the first half, he has been a total a-hole to management, and he's overpaid. It was a terrible contract to begin with, a one-dimensional, out-of-shape player who can hit like hell. Yes, a valuable commodity in baseball. But at some point, guys, don't you have to have some kind of discipline and pride on a team? This guy, I am so happy. I don't even know who they got for him, and I'm happy he's gone.
All right, thanks for the call. I think we're going to get calls like this tonight, Bravo. I do. I think that that's going to be a sentiment that gets expressed by some people. It's not going to be expressed by me. He's having a career year. Really, I mean, 2019, he had a 916 OPS. It's 905 right now. This is as good as he's ever played. You can say he's making too much money. I think he's earning his contract this year.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, I don't think they signed him to be, would have signed him that deal to be a DH, but you're right. I mean, it doesn't matter. You need that bat. We've all seen it. Anybody who denigrates Rafael Devers as a player, as a, like the importance he has in the lineup, doesn't know that what they're talking about. But a couple things I want to come back to, Christian. You had mentioned the meeting in Kansas City, right?
Yes.
Let's not forget that. Let's not forget, like, what happened, what that led to it, obviously. His little press conference, which, you know, he basically calls out Breslow. He says to his boss, he calls out his boss. And so that was why John Henry flew there. So you have the meeting in Kansas City, but we don't hear anything that came out of that meeting. Breslow's not reportedly not even in that meeting, but right. We don't hear anything to come out of that. All we hear was productive.
It was and a frank exchange of ideas. That's all we
yeah,
heard.
Yeah, you know what we also didn't hear? An apology from Rafael Devers to Craig Breslow. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying, like, listen, Breslow messed up, Devers messed up. We've litigated this all up and down for the last 3 months. But I will say this, is like, if you want to look at how this wasn't healed, you go back to that time in that meeting and the lack of response or what we heard from it after that meeting.
Yeah, it's to me, I thought that whole thing was going to lead to Devers taking grounders at first base. At the very least, you thought he was going to be out there with a glove. And it never happened, and the only time you saw it, he was sort of trolling. But I guess, so the question, I guess, then, Rob, have they been trying to trade him since then? I mean, has this been in the work? Have they been on the phone saying, all right, this guy clearly doesn't get it. Let's trade him as soon as we can? Was that the marching order?
Like, this doesn't, obviously, something like this doesn't happen overnight. So
right.
My guess is that, yeah, probably along those lines. And you know, what they did with trading to San Francisco, other than having to see him next weekend because that's where they play, other than that, you've basically traded him to the furthest, most out-of-the-way place that you can, right?
Well, you got to play him on Friday. But
but that's what I mean. Yeah. Other than that, National League West, you know, you have to play him once a year, whatever. My point is that you're not gonna face him in the American League. That's a side product of this. It doesn't really matter, but to me, it's like, oh, that's pretty convenient. Now, I got to imagine that they didn't just say, we're going to target the San Francisco Giants for a trade. No, I don't think they did that. But, yeah, but it's just interesting where he landed.
Yeah, I would guess that was one of the teams that was willing to take on the
right.
entirety
they,
of the contract.
They've been willing
yeah.
to take on money before.
Right.
I mean, remember, they almost get Aaron Judge.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's a good point. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls here in just a moment. Thomas Crisafulli will get you caught up on all the details. A shocker today in the majors. Shocker for the Red Sox. Rafael Devers headed to San Francisco. Here's Thomas, and then we're right back.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Sox finished up the series sweep against the Yankees this afternoon with a 2-0 win. Rafael Devers had a home run in today's win, and just hours after the win, it was announced the Red Sox had traded Rafael Devers to the San Francisco Giants for right-handed pitcher Jordan Hicks, left-handed pitcher Kyle Harrison, James Tibbs, and Jose Bayo. Sox are headed to Seattle for a 3-game series starting tomorrow night. Pre-game coverage starts here on WEEI at 8:40 with the Reverend Christian Arcand. And then after that 3-game series, they head to San Francisco where they kick off a series Friday night against Devers and the San Francisco Giants. That will be an interesting one. I'm Tom Crisafulli, and that's what's trending here on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Christian Arcand show coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back here, Emergency Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. I'm live with Rob Bradford here on this Father's Day, a Father's Day stunner. Rafael Devers traded to the San Francisco Giants. More details coming out. Julian McWilliams says two additional minor leaguers are coming with the Red Sox. Devers was pulled off the team plane. Wow. That sounds personal to me. Pulled off the team plane. That seems like they wanted to
I don't think they shackled him and pulled him off the plane. I mean, the fact of the matter is that you can't fly across the country when you're traded. If you can stop him from flying across the country, if you're traded, then you pull him off the plane.
Right. Well, they could have told him before he boarded, I guess, is the point. But, yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, really, it's a it's just so shocking. I'm just that, you know, it's a hard pill to swallow here. Jeff Passan, I just saw a clip of him saying that Devers did not want to be in Boston anymore. Is that something, is that a vibe you picked up on, that he was just done with this team or that he was happy to be here in DH?
He was definitely it was a far different vibe from Rafael Devers for months now, right? I mean, we used to sort of goof around with him. We would interview him. You couldn't. He wasn't like a jerk at all, but it was definitely a different vibe. He was far more elusive in terms of the team. I've said this. I said this all throughout. And anybody in that clubhouse that said, "Oh well, Rafael Devers, they really put it to him by saying that, you know, that getting Bregman or saying all he would have to do is DH, and now they're asking him to play first base." Anybody in that clubhouse, I would put him under a lie detector, because anybody in sports, anybody, if you're asked to help the team in any way you can, then you do it. Now, Rafael Devers' mindset, when you make, as an executive told me, when you start making that money, your mindset changes. When you think you're getting disrespected, your mindset changes when it comes to Rafael Devers' world. I mean, all of that, it just changes. But still, everybody in that clubhouse should have said, Rafi, why don't you just pick up a first baseman's glove, see how you like it, see if it takes, show a little bit that you're open to helping the team in that respect. But he wasn't going to do it. He was dug in on it, and in large part because I'll come back to it. The lack of respect trumps common sense a lot in the world of high-priced baseball players too many times.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way with that feeling, you know, lack of respect. I'm not respected here. I'm ready to sort of move on. I guess the question I have now is, what percentage of that locker room, Rob, you're in there all the time, what percentage of that clubhouse was Team Rafi and is going to continue to be Team Rafi here now that he's been moved? Who's going to be most impacted by this?
Yeah, I don't know. I think you'll hear, you know, listen, we're going to miss him. He's obviously a great player, but I don't know if you'll get the, I can't believe we're shutting everything down. You know, like after, put it this way, like this, use this analogy. After the 2022 trade deadline, when Bogaerts was really, really upset, upset that Devers they traded Christian Vasquez.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to get any of that. Now, here's another part of this, Christian, which we should keep an eye on. So Alex Bregman, the perception is he has all these opt-outs. He would be opting out after the first year, especially with all this drama coming back. A lot of people were saying, well, why would he come back to this, right? Well, I don't have any proof of this, but I would imagine this is a step toward Alex Bregman coming back next year. I'm not saying he's gonna. I'm not saying he's not gonna opt out, but I do think that the likelihood of him opting out was probably greater if Rafael Devers is still here and we still have this drama going around.
Maybe, but also what if the team goes into a tailspin and they suck and he says, you know, I could go to Detroit where I could do all these different things.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no question about it. I just feel like, and this, listen, I have to preface this every time I say anything like this because we're painting the entire picture. This, for what they got back for Rafael Devers is unbelievably
pathetic.
Low.
I mean, yeah, it's terrible. It's a pathetic return for him.
Right. Especially when, as you point out, they had gotten back in this thing. There it is. How you're going to replace him. The guys you got back, both Kyle Harris and Kyle Harris is now, he's being already being optioned to AAA. Jordan Hicks is, I mean, he has had this horrific, horrific year.
He pitched his way right out of the rotation out there.
Right, exactly. And then the guy that, you know, maybe they're saying, hey, you know what, he's the guy that we really want, the guy from Tibbs, Florida State product, 13th overall pick in the draft last year, he's having a really good year, but you know where he's having a really good year? In high A. So none of this helps. None of this is a difference maker this year. So, I mean, that we have to, through why we're sifting through all this other stuff, we cannot ignore the here and the now, which is, boy, they didn't get a whole lot back.
No, they certainly didn't. We continue to take your reaction to this at 617-779-7937. It's Christian Arcan. It's Rob Bradford here for you as we sift through the wreckage of this trade. Let's go to Tom in New York. He's been waiting a long time. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, it's Jeff on Long Island. That's okay.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm a Yankee fan since 68, but last year on Netflix, they had The Clubhouse, which is a fantastic show behind the scenes of the whole last year.
Yes, it was.
And I really enjoyed seeing the players as people. They had a great clubhouse. They had a lot of wonderful people.
Tom, we're talking about the Rafael Devers trade, okay? So let's move it along here. What do you have in the trade?
Okay. In the trade, I think it's addition by subtraction long term. I think they're going to hopefully put money towards the team going forward, and I think it was more for the salary and for subtraction. He just didn't want to be there, and they weren't going to get much out of him long-term. I think he was going to be divisive in the clubhouse.
All right. Well, I mean, listen, Tom, thanks for the call. He's been divisive in the clubhouse this year and has been raking for the most part with a couple of, you know, obviously he started off the year poorly. And even this month in June, which I think is sort of an underrated part of all this, Bradford, like he did have that hit streak to start off the month. But it's mostly like, you know, a lot of 1-for-4s, a lot of 1-for-5s. He was 9 for his last 50 at one point in the game today. He has been a little streaky, but when he's on, he's the best hitter in baseball.
Yeah, well,
Or one of them.
Yeah, but what you have to look at now is how do you replace that? And there's obvious answers to that. The answer that isn't obvious, which is any of those replacements going to come close to what Rafael Devers did? The obvious answers are Roman Anthony and Masa Yoshida. Those two. Boom, boom, boom. Right there. That's it. Lefty hitters. Both can hit the ball out of the park, but are they going to do it at the level that Rafael Devers did? Are they going to have the presence that Rafael Devers has done? Because that's one of the things that makes Rafael Devers, and so important to this team, no matter what position he's playing. Christian, you've seen this, where you have that guy where you know he's coming up, and you have to plan accordingly in terms of your pitching, your approach, or what you're going to do. Everything revolves around facing that one guy. We just saw it with Judge. The Red Sox handled him, but that's how it is. We saw it with the two teams in the World Series last year. You have to have those guys. So you better find those guys, because it's a nice story right now with Romy Gonzalez and Abraham Toro and these guys, but that's much like a ace on a staff. That's what Rafael Devers represents, that type of player, and they could better find a way to replace him.
Let's go to Brian in Raynham. I think he's not going to miss Devers too much. Go ahead, Brian.
Ding dong, the crybaby's gone. I thought today couldn't get any better after sweeping the Yanks. Damn, fucking Yankees suck.
Now, okay, thanks, Brian. All right, thanks for the call. That was a spotty call anyway, but he was waiting a long time. Is he still there? You wanted to let him finish the thought, or did you hang up?
No, he's gone.
He's gone? Okay. Well, thanks, Brian and Raynham. We appreciate it. And again, I don't begrudge anybody who has this thought. What Devers did this year was not something that I approved of or I thought was a good thing. Or I thought there was many points where trading him made some sense, but it was when they were 500. It was when they were sinking beneath the waves and looking like a team that was not going to be able to compete this year. To do it now after they finally started playing well is just, oh my God. I swear this team just, they have this weird sort of punishment complex. They just want to punish their fans this year is what it feels like. That's how it's coming off. That's how it feels to me, Ry. I know I'm not in there like you are, but boy, from my perspective, from where I'm sitting, this has already been an agonizing season. And this is just like, I mean, now we're in like the Saw movies, you know, like now we're getting tortured is what it feels like.
I mean, it is going to be, you know, you live through the Nomar trade, right? And it's not, the Mookie trade was in the off season. You know, his contract was up. We all understood that dynamic. This is the Nomar trade. This is the, you're in it. You trade one of your best players and you get back a couple guys where you think you were fit. The difference is, I'll say this again, Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks aren't the fits that Orlando Cabrera and Doug Mankiewicz were. They just aren't. And also, the other part of this is that Nomar's contract was up. He was gone.
Right.
Like, and this is part of the problem. I think, you know, we look at it where Rafael Devers, he was supposed to be the foundation guy. He was going to be the guy. You know, you missed out on Mookie. Rafael Devers had painted you in the corner. You knew that you needed the foundational guy because Bogaerts was leaving. So this was going to be the guy. But what they didn't factor in was how he was going to approach this mindset. And again, part of this was to blame for the Red Sox with how they approached it in the offseason. But still, like, this was supposed to be the guy for the next 9 years. And guess what? It's not.
No, it's not. And they're going to have to – I don't know how they replace him. I know that the Roman Anthony now, I mean, listen, there was talk about him getting sent back down to the minors. I think you were talking about him getting sent back down to the minors when Abreu comes back.
Well, think about it. I mean, that was honestly kind of the way it was trending. And I didn't say he was going to get sent down to the minors, and everyone got all up in arms even introducing that. But if you had the same roster, which they don't now, and Abreu was coming back, then you had the same problems. And Roman Anthony, if you looked at Roman Anthony now, the current player, and you looked at William Abreu, the current player, William Abreu is a better player than he was. That's not saying Roman Anthony isn't going to be a better player, but that was a very real scenario. But now, this changes the dynamic, I think, a lot. Because, as I said, it opens up the spot for both Anthony and Yoshida.
Yeah. takes are starting to come in. We're getting some national scoops here from guys like Jeff Passan. Mike Rodriguez from ESPN Deportes has something as well. Let's hear from Passan. He was just on ESPN, and here is his take on the Devers trade.
What kind of message about this type of deal from both teams?
Carl, I think it's very simple. Rafael Devers, after all that had happened with Boston this spring, the move from third base to DH, then them wanting him to play first base, did not want to be in Boston anymore. And the Red Sox saw this as an opportunity to get rid of more than $250 million that he was owed. And the San Francisco Giants are taking on every penny of his remaining contract that runs through 2033. At the same time, the Red Sox in Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks get a couple of arms. They're also getting James Tibbs, the first round pick from the San Francisco Giants last year, 13th overall out of Florida State, as well as one more prospect. Regardless of the mechanics of this deal, Carl, it is a shocker. The timing is shocking. The magnitude of the player is shocking. And again, Rafael Devers was supposed to be the guy that Boston was building around in the future, and now he's going to be a San Francisco Giant.
That was in the middle of the Giants and the Dodgers, who are playing right now on Sunday Night Baseball. The Giants leading that game 3-2 over L.A. They've been really right on their heels, chasing the Dodgers up there in those NL West standings, getting very, very close. They were the hottest team in baseball. They had like a 6- or 7-game win streak very recently. They are a team to be reckoned with. And I thought that, you know, when I saw the Giants, I was thinking, oh, hey, Logan Webb, you know, something like that. No, no, no. Turns out it's not any of those guys. It's a couple of stiffs, prospect, and Mr. Tibbs is what it seems like they're getting back in return.
Christian, let me, if I can, real quick, Mike Rodriguez report.
Yes.
You said. Can I read that real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
So Mike Rodriguez of, I think it's Deportes, Spanish-speaking outlet, he said he expressed his love for the city and his desire to stay, but feeling underappreciated, he asked them what if they didn't want him. It did not want him to kindly trade him, as he does not wish to be in a place where he is not valued. Now, that's exactly what he's talking about.
I wonder where he got that story from. Kindly trade me. Yeah, I'm sure he said kindly trade me.
Exactly. But it's this perceived lack of respect, which is, I'm sorry, you know, as much as I like Rafael Devers as a player, and I like him as a person too. Like, your respect is the $310 million.
Right.
Your respect is just play. You go out and play, and yeah, okay, you have to play. You have to do DH because there's a better player at third base, and now they're just asking to put up first baseman's glove, work out there. There's no guarantee you'll be any good over there, but just work out there. There's no lack of respect there, but, you know, as I said, go back to that meeting in Kansas City, and the silence that came out of that tells you everything that you need to know, that was the message and it wasn't going to change.
Yeah, my antenna was up about that. I mean, right after it happened, and when nothing was resolved and he didn't take a single grounder at first base, I thought maybe it was possible this day would come, but I didn't think it'd be coming on the heels of their best stretch of baseball that they played all year. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. You're right about the whole thing of him being valued too, by the way. The first baseman goes down with an injury, and the third baseman goes down with an injury, and he's the one that they turn to. How's that disrespectful? They think that you're the best guy for the job. Isn't that the form of the opposite of disrespect? Like, they believe in him enough to want to ask him to do that? Isn't that the opposite of what he's describing here?
No, no. I've said this a bunch of times. You go back to the press conference, his no press conference,
right,
back in spring training, and he thought that he could enact something that he couldn't enact. You can't say, I want to play there or else. You can't do that. And he came to understand that. The Red Sox, walking on eggshells, said, listen, you only have to be DH. Just do whatever you have to be a DH. That's all you have to do. He dictates all spring training, only plays in 5 Grapefruit League games. Because of it, in my mind, that's why you strike out 50 the first 19 times, because you don't prepare like you should for the regular season. And then When they ask him to play first, that's when he says, all right, here you go. Here's my chance to do what I wasn't able to do before, which is to pull my weight, to enact a lever of revenge against you and say, hey, next thing you're going to know is you're going to ask me to play the outfield. Well, okay, no, that's not the case. I mean, that's how this whole thing played out, and that's why when we talk through it, it's so ridiculous, but the ridiculous nature of it is exactly why we had this ridiculous trade.
Yeah, this is Rob Bradford. It's Christian Arcan here, WEEI. We'll continue with your phone calls going until 9 o'clock here, reacting to this Rafael Devers trade. Let's go to John in Belmont. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. I'll just rapid fire most of them here. So long story short, I think that, you know, the whole third base debacle just rubbed Breslow the wrong way. Henry, if Henry's going to fly out to Kansas City to have this conversation and we never really even understood the magnitude of the conversation, I think it didn't go well. And then him not, you know, snubbing and not playing first, you know, like if I think about this team and I think about the investment that they put into him money-wise and how many years they wanted him here and how they wanted to build around him, you know, I think of David Ortiz, and I don't think of him as a David Ortiz. I don't see him having a street named after him. I just think it's just bad attitude, showed his true colors, and, you know, he's not baseball ready. He was out of shape, and we got Yoshida coming back. I think this was a great move for the Red Sox to get rid of him.
Well, I'd say it was a great move if I felt like they got enough back. It's a great move for the front office because they get to shed all the salary. They move on from $250 million that's owed to him over the next, 10 years, 8 years? And now, you know, that's the big win. That's how they win. You can say that him leaving that clubhouse is addition by subtraction and the vibes will be better. I don't know that I buy that, Rob. There were people who were on Devers' side. There was reports that there were people going, yeah, the team's really jerking him around. This isn't fair. He's right. We're Team Raffy and all this. And I would imagine that they have, you know, maybe they fell off it a little bit because he was so stubborn and didn't want to help the team. But he's a guy who's got some tenure in that clubhouse. He's a guy who's accomplished a lot in the majors. He's won a World Series. He's one of the better hitters in baseball. There's going to be the people, I think, in that clubhouse who are not happy about this at all.
Yeah, I don't think that you're going to have – I use the analogy of the Bogarts after the 2022 trade deadline. I don't think you'll have anybody like that. Like, honestly,
who openly says things, sure,
yeah,
but behind the scenes,
says, like, what are we doing? How can we possibly do this? I might be wrong. Somebody might come out and do this, but I don't know if you will. Like, I honestly, and some guys in there might be thinking that, but you know, it's different. You know, it's like the 30 something guys, they'll speak their mind. I don't know if, like, is Rob Refsnyder going to come out and say he's the guy that came out and said, hey, we suck right now? I don't know.
True.
But if he does, it's not going to carry the same weight as Xander Bogaerts. What's interesting is he brings up Ortiz. Was that Ortiz? I think it was last week at his golf tournament. And we have the sound. And Ortiz says, he's like, oh, listen, yeah, just leave it DH. He's raking. And then out of nowhere, he's like, but if it was me,
I would have moved. Yeah, exactly.
Right,
I remember
exactly.
That, yeah.
But I think that sentiment from David Ortiz probably is in line with what a lot of those guys think right now.
All right. Now let's go to Greg in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I think getting rid of the money is a good thing, but like they said, Raffy was, they asked him to play, you know, first base, third base, and he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to be a team player. So I'm hoping that the three new guys we got coming up can help fill that void with him leaving. And it's a tough decision. When I first watched, heard Raffy, you know, didn't want to play third base or didn't want to play first base, you know, they told him he was going to play third base. You got to do what you're told to do when you're getting paid $30 million a year. That'd be like me and you going to work tomorrow and telling our boss, hey, I don't want to do this tonight. You know, you're getting paid to play a sport and paid to do what you're told to do. You know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely. And thanks for the call, Greg. I appreciate it. And I think that you're right in the sense that in most jobs, that's the dynamic, and it's very easy to move on from someone who refuses to do what the boss tells him to do. With a guy like Rafael Devers, and with professional athletes in general, guys can be mercurial. I mean, Rafael Devers is not the first Boston Red Sox player to be kind of kind of an a-hole, kind of stubborn, kind of not the best team player in the world. Some of the great Red Sox of my lifetime have been like that. I was talking to Lou Merlone, and I was just thinking of the guys that he played. He played with Manny, he played with Carl Everett, he played with Shea Hillenbrand. Like, he played with all these guys who weren't always considered like the nicest guys in the world. And Devers isn't even like that. It's not like he's some bad person, but this whole thing, I mean, I can see how it wasn't easy to get over, and certainly when he was given an opportunity to make it right, Devers had no interest in doing that.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. He's not a bad guy. And, you know, in a lot of ways, he is a good teammate. I mean, going back to, I remember this, it's been 50 minutes, so I haven't brought up Joe Kelly's name, but I'll bring up Joe Kelly. But he talked about that fight in 2018. Rafael Devers was a second-year player. They have the fight, the Tyler Austin fight, in April. They have a team meeting after that fight because some of the guys did not get involved in the fight. One of the guys that they highlighted as getting involved in the fight, as being taking the right approach, it was Rafael Devers. And I think all the way up until this point, you had a guy who played through injuries, all of that. Like, there was up until that no press conference, We didn't have any semblance of this with Rafael Devers. But this situation hit him in the world of disrespect. And as I said before, Christian, in the world, the disrespect world is maybe the most powerful thing for a lot of these guys, especially guys who have these big contracts. It trumps common sense when you think it would never do that. We saw David Ortiz, Pedro Martinez, these great guys. If you feel like you're disrespected in any way, oh boy, like, you're going to get some weird reactions.
Yeah, and this reaction is a trade to San Francisco. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. It's Arcan, it's Bradford. We'll come back and wrap things up next here on
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah. Back here, WEEI, Christian Arcan, Rob Bradford. Breaking news, Rob Bradford's going to stay on even longer. Bradford's going to stay until 10 o'clock. Bradford, man of the people over there.
You've done those, like, there's something big happened, like a big game, and you went through the night, right?
Is that right? Have done the overnight Super Bowls for the Patriots. One night, myself and Fred Smirlis, that was the James White Super Bowl. We belly bumped at the end of that. I leapt into his arms like it was Dirty Dancing. It was a wonderful night. Yeah, I've done a few of those, but this is the first one I've done in a while, that's for sure. This is the first one that's merited something like this, and it certainly does. If you're just hearing it for the first time, just tuning in, Rafael Devers has been traded to the San Francisco Giants. The return is not something that's going to knock your socks off, that's for sure. A out-of-nowhere blockbuster deal. The Red Sox will be getting back Jordan Hicks as the centerpiece of that. And Bradfield, before I get out of here, let's just talk about Jordan Hicks for a minute. This is the most MLB-ready player that you're getting back right now. Someone the Red Sox were looking at, I feel like in the offseason, they were looking at him as like a starting pitcher. And he ends up going to San Francisco, and or maybe it was last year. I can't remember exactly, but yeah. I remember they were interested in him. And he has not had a good transition to the starting rotation. He used to be a bullpen guy. He's 28 years old. He kind of sucks this year. What do you make of this? What do you make of him as the centerpiece? How did this come to be?
Yeah, I actually think he's probably the third guy on their list. I mean, after Kyle Harrison was the number one prospect for the Giants a couple of years ago, he was the 18th overall prospect in baseball going into 2023. He hasn't exactly exploded, but my thought is that they probably think that they can get him to a top of the rotation at some point. Whether they can or not, I don't know. And then the Tibbs kid, when you have a first-round pick the year before, that shows you a value. I mean, this is basically the same spot, almost the same spot that a Kyle Teal was drafted the year before. But the Hicks thing is interesting because Hicks is a guy who, as you said, leading into last offseason, I was told that they went to bed thinking they had signed Jordan Hicks. And then the next morning, he signed with the Giants. And the whole thinking was exactly what the Giants did, which was he was a relief pitcher, he throws 100, but we're going to make him a starter. And it worked great for a big part of last year, and then it's kind of fallen off the cliff ever since. But what worries me about this is that when you have guys like this, like you have guys like Harrison and Hicks, I hate the we're going to figure out how to fix them, and we're going to fix them, and they're going to be better because they're with us. Sometimes that works out, but boy, I really like to pay for certainty, especially when it comes to trading with Rafael Devers.
Yeah, no kidding, especially in a season where how many Walker Buehler and a bunch of other pitchers have openly said that they're having trouble with the new Andrew Bailey system with all these off-speed pitches and going away from the fastball. I feel like this past week or these past 2 weeks has been two good turns to the rotation, and it's been in large part because they're throwing a lot of fastballs. That's what it looks like. Giolito, Crochet, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't look like they're abandoning the philosophy completely, but it does seem like there's been sort of an uptick in the starting pitching and that the fastball splits have been a little bit more away from the way they've been doing things earlier on in the season.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they take a totally different approach and how that manifests itself. I mean, I don't know if they've just done a completely about face. I think that there's been adjustments across the board with all these guys. But you know, when you look at a guy like Harrison, they obviously they're starving. They obsess over starting pitching depth, and they've done a good job. Let's make no mistake about it. I mean, the fact is that they got, you know, Hunter Dobbins has been great depth. Richard Fitz, who came over in the Verdugo trade, in the Verdugo trade, he's been really, really good up until he got hurt. They have some other guys. So, yeah, they get these guys. Like, remember, Quinn Priester, right, who they ended up trading. Quinn Priester, that was the thinking. Oh, we're going to get a guy who was drafted high and hasn't quite worked out, but we're going to fix him. So, to me, Christian, that's fine. That's all well and good, but I'll come back to it. You better find the solution to what is the offensive equivalent to the Garrett Crochet position. The ace is the guy in the middle of the order that every other team has to worry about. That's what Rafael Devers was.
So what happens now? I mean, is this the beginning of, you know, Aroldis Chapman's obviously someone people are looking at. Are they going to make more moves? Are they going to dismantle this team? It seems like the beginning of that. I know we're over a month away from the trade deadline, but this seems like the first step towards that kind of outcome, doesn't it?
No, I don't think
no?
So. I think this was a completely different conversation from trading a bunch of the guys who have 1 year contracts. Now if you get to July and you're not in it, then yeah, Giolito, Chapman, Wilson, You go Bueller. You go down the list. There's plenty of guys that could trade. But this isn't what this was about. This wasn't about we're giving up on the season and we're turning things over. Like, this was about a very unique situation, which we've talked about for the last hour or so. And so I think that they also view it this way, is that this logjam where they didn't have a solution for Yoshida to play and for Anthony to play. All right,
can Yoshida even play? I mean, can he even throw a football? Is he swinging a bat?
Like, he can hit. Yeah. Yeah,
is he ready to hit? Can he step in and hit right now?
Yeah, he can hit. Yeah, he takes. That was the maddening thing about it. We would watch him take BP hit like these balls over the bullpen. It's like, well, what's the problem here? And I know that you can't throw well. He doesn't have to play in the field,
right?
But it's still. I'll say this: you have to preface everything by saying, this is not Rafael Devers. Just because you can get Yoshida in the lineup, just because you can get Anthony potentially in the lineup, this is not Rafael Devers. And that's the thing that and it'll be interesting. What to me was going to be really interesting is that now you have a month to get to the meat and potato of the trade deadline, and if you are still in it, are you going to need that guy? Are you going to trade for that guy who represents what Rafael Devers represented?
What a mess. I mean, I find this to be very, very messy. I find this to be a slap. I almost swore in the air, but I find this to be like sort of a slap, you know what, type of, it's operation Christian, going on right now.
I would say this, like, what's fascinating me, and I appreciate you having me on, and I look forward to the next hour.
Well, yeah,
even though I have a 6 a.m. flight to Seattle tomorrow, I don't care. We'll go all night. I'll do it from the airport if I have to.
There you go.
But what's interesting to me is that, I hear your frustration, I hear a reaction, but I also hear the people who had called, and we've heard from them, who are like, good riddance to Rafael Devers. It sounds like a poll to me. Let's put up a poll. Let's go. Right?
Sure.
Like, I mean,
It's going to be like 80-20 people mad about this as opposed to the ones happy to see him go.
Yeah,
if I had to guess, I'd say that's where the voting is.
But if you did the percent of calls we've had, I think it's been more calls of saying good riddance to Devers, hasn't it?
I don't know. Thomas, you want to break the tie on that? I feel like we've gotten some angry callers tonight too. But yeah, there's been a few good riddance. And listen, I might have been one of those people 3 weeks ago, you know, when they were 500 and it seemed like the season was getting away from them. I may have been in that camp too. I may have said, you know, the hell with this. Screw this. Move on from Devers. Do what you can. Let's move on to 2026 and see what kind of team you can field then. But that's what this feels like. It feels like they have now punted on the season right when they started to play well and right when they finally gave the fans a reason to give a crap again. And that is a tough pill to swallow here, Bradfoe, on this Father's Day. I'm going to step aside. Bradfoe's got you until 10 o'clock here on WEEI, Boston Sports Original. Don't go anywhere. If you're on the line, hang on. Bradfoe will get to you here as he takes you into the night while we continue to react to the Red Sox trading Rafael Devers. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll have sort of a short show because they're out on the West Coast. So I'll be on, I think, like 6 to 8:45, and then I'll have Red Sox pregame. I'll talk to you then right here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Keep it right here. Bradfoe's got you till 10 o'clock. Good night.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.